Well, a much-delayed national dialogue in Yemen begins with the aim of putting an end to the country's prolonged political crisis. President Abdel Mansour Hadi opened the talks in the capital, Sana'a. About 560 delegates from different political parties as well as civil society representatives are attending the talks. The UN-backed dialogue is seeking to draft a new constitution and prepare for next year's general elections. The delegates will be in talks for 6 months. They originally came together in mid-November, but the talks were delayed mainly due to refusals by certain factions in the southern movement. Well, to discuss that a bit further, I'm joined by Professor Jamal Wakim, who is a professor at the Lebanese International University, who's joining us live now from Beirut. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you feel at this point about this national dialogue now that it has begun?
This national dialogue is trying to enforce the new order that was the byproduct of the a compromise done by the former president Ali Abdullah Saleh and his opponents, and with the rise of Abdul Hadi Mansour to the presidency, and of course it's trying to marginalize other members of opposition, mainly the southern movement, the youth movement, and the Houthis. So, and I believe that the actual president, the acting president right now, is trying to overcome obstacles put by supporters of the former president in order to enforce the new order.
Now, Professor, you know, this national dialogue has been supported even by the Saudis. Can this then be trusted, especially considering we've seen the Saudis intervene in places like Bahrain as well?
Definitely, the Saudis are trying to promote this order and promote some parties that are supported by them, like the Salafi groups, like the Muslim Brothers and others, because they fear that from other liberal movements, from the Houthis, and from other parties that are considered as disloyal to the Saudis, because the Saudis are worried that instability in Yemen, coupled with the revolution in Bahrain, would negatively influence the stability and of the Saudi kingdom, and of course the grip of the Saudi dynasty over power in Saudi Arabia.
So then going forward, Professor, do you believe that these talks will be successful, especially when it comes to the southern movement?
I believe that these talks are trying to marginalize the southern movement, in addition to other parties, of course. And I believe that it might lead to the split of the country between north and south if the southern movement is totally marginalized. That's why the Saudis are trying to rely on neo-Salafi groups that are, to a certain extent, influential in certain parts of southern Yemen in order to prevent the success of the southern Yemeni movement from achieving its objectives.
All right, Professor Wakim, thanks a lot for that. That was Professor Jamal Wakim speaking to us live from Beirut.